next guest is in town. She'll be performing tomorrow night at the Edmonton Rush game. She is a five-year veteran on the Dallas Cowboy cheerleading squad. We're joined by Mia Greenhouse. Mia, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well. What brings you girls to Edmonton? Do you guys do a lot of these tours around?
You know what? It's one of the neat things about what we do is that, you know, during the season, we're cheering on the Cowboys and we're kind of busy having games every Sunday and rehearsal all during the week. And then in the off season, we get the opportunity to travel to other states and even other countries like Canada to do other events. So today we're here to support the Edmonton Rush and watch their lacrosse game and perform.
Now, I was looking at your bio. You currently are a dance instructor, which I guess goes well with what you do. A lot of the other cheerleaders had been on cheer teams in college and stuff. You hadn't. Were you nervous then when you went into that first audition not being a cheerleader at a major Division I school?
I was. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions about the cheerleaders is that, you know, we really come from a dance background.
Okay.
So one of the things I had to my advantage was that I had been a dancer since I was about 3 years old. And I knew that when I moved to Texas, I went to our cheerleader summer camps. And ever since then, that was something I wanted to do. So right when I turned 18, I was still in high school, just graduating. And I decided to just take that leap of faith and audition. And it was the best thing I ever could have done. It was such a great experience. Very nerve-wracking. I feel like I had to almost grow up in the summer, you know, because all the other girls in my rookie class, only three of us had not danced professionally by the time we made the team. So it definitely was a coming-of-age experience.
Are the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders still regarded as, like, the marquee team that you want to be with?
That's definitely why I auditioned. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, I think what sets us apart from other NFL teams is just our tradition and our history. And, you know, the uniform is just so iconic in itself. And with the Cowboys and the cheerleaders and all the years that we've been known as an organization and have, you know, gone on the USO tours and things like that, you know, it's really an organization that not only, you know, dances and performs, we're able to use that passion to make other people smile through our community service and our USO tours also. So it's definitely, in my opinion, the best in the league, and that's why I wanted to audition.
Five-year veteran of the Dallas Cowboy cheer team, Mia Greenhouse, joins us. Mia, there was a big story recently about, I think it was the Cincinnati, one of their cheerleaders is suing the Bengals because basically for all the hours they made her work, she felt like it wasn't even making minimum wage. Is that a concern across the league, or did the Cowboys take care of you girls a lot better?
You know, we are very blessed with what we do with the Cowboys. And, you know, a lot of us as professional cheerleaders and dancers, we're here to dance and we're here to cheer on our favorite team. So it's not so much about the money. And, you know, we get to do awesome experiences like coming here to Canada and going to other countries over the sea. I don't know anyone really my age that has been able to say that they've done that and been to, you know, South Korea and Bahrain and Kuwait and Canada, Mexico. So I think all of us are very, very blessed to be doing what we do, and we're very happy being here.
How many hours a week you practice?
During the season, we practice about 5 days a week, and it could be anywhere from 7 to 11, maybe midnight even, kind of depending on what we have coming up with the next game.
So it's all in the evening for 4 to 5 hours, 5 nights a week.
It is. Every evening, in addition to being a cheerleader, we're required to have a full-time job or be a full-time student. So a lot of girls do that during the day, and then at night, we get our things together and we go to practice.
Okay. Joined by Mia Greenhouse. Now, Mia, I was looking at your bio, and I noticed your dream job is to be a talk show host. What type of talk show? Like a sports talk show host?
You know, sports would actually make sense, but one of my talk show host idols is Ellen DeGeneres. I just absolutely love her show. I don't know. Do you guys get that here?
Oh, yeah. Ellen's the thing I like about Ellen's show is she's the only positive talk show host on a regular basis.
Yes.
Most of her topics are all upbeat and positive.
All of her topics just make you happy. Like, even if you're having a bad day, she just makes you smile. And I know I'm one of those people that is just all about positivity. So she's definitely my idol as a talk show host.
As a member of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader team, how much interaction do you guys have with Jerry Jones? Does he come down and, you know, is he as hard on the cheer team as he is on the football team?
So, you know, he doesn't come down to practice and say, you know, hey, girls, you need some more water or anything like that. We see him at our charity events that we have. We don't really have much conversation with him, though. But it is very cool to see him and his family, you know, Charlotte Anderson Jones, and even his granddaughter Haley is really close with a lot of us. So it's really kind of cool how the whole Cowboys family kind of comes together.
How many performances are you doing tomorrow night?
We are going to be doing 4 performances. So that will be Thunderstruck, which is our main pregame performance with the kick line and the jump split that everyone knows so well. And then we pick 3 other routines to show everybody.
And how many of you girls are in town?
There's 16 of us, 39 on the team, and then 16 are here today.
Oh, wow. The last time the Cowboys came, because this is the second time you've been in Edmonton as the Rush. Mm-hmm. I think it came 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and there was only 4 girls that time, so it's a much bigger entourage this time.
I guess you guys liked us and wanted us to come back, and we're very happy to be here.
I would think so. Now, are you girls going out on the town in Edmonton tonight?
No, you know, we got in just a few hours ago, actually just got back to the hotel. And so we're just trying to relax, and we had to be at the airport at 4 a.m. this morning. So we're all tired, and we want to get ready for tomorrow to make sure we have all the energy for the game.
And one thing I noticed, Scandal, one of your favorite TV shows. Who is your favorite character on Scandal?
Oh, Olivia Pope, without a doubt, or President Fitz.
Really?
Do you watch Scandal?
Oh, I watch Scandal all the time. You know what? I love the show, but I'm going to be honest with you, Mia. The thing that annoys, I don't like the relationship. It's too annoying for me. Like, they got
to
end it at some point. Like, Olivia's
like, you want it to be one way, and then they, like, plot twist and completely change everything. And you're like, no, I just want Olivia and Fitz together.
No, I want them apart. I like Huck. Huck's my favorite character in that show.
Cool. Millie's my least favorite.
Yeah, Huck's awesome because he would take anyone out and he'd have no problem doing it.
That's true. He should be
like your girl's body. If you had Huck as your bodyguard, you'd have no worries anywhere you went.
If I could find a way to make that happen, I totally would.
And one last one for you. You mentioned this is year 5 for you. What's the average, you know, career for a cheerleader? Is 5 years a long career? Is it 10? What's the average?
5 years actually is a very, very long time for the cheerleaders. It is a huge time commitment. And, you know, the average, I would say, is about 3 years maybe. So one of the cool things that happens is if you do get to cheer for 5 years, they give you a 5-year necklace pendant. And so it's a very small group of women that have made it there. And so I'm really proud that I've been able to stick around this long and be here for my 5th year.
So what's your plan? Are you going for year 6? Are you going to be a veteran 7 or 8? Or are we going to see you in retirement?
No, you know, it's time to let the other girls do all the cool things. And I'm excited to see them, you know, go on. And hopefully I left behind some kind of good positive spirit and energy that they'll carry on, just like the girls did for me when I was a rookie. So I'm excited to, you know, be more engaged in the dance studio and still be able to cheer on my girls.
Okay, I want an honest answer here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the biggest rival cheer team of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL?
You know what? I would answer honestly, but we don't have a big rival cheer team. Of course, we have the Eagles and the Redskins and the Giants are our division Cowboys football rivals. But as far as the cheerleaders go, we really don't get much interaction with them. But we do have the Pro Bowl every year where one of our girls gets to go and one representative from each cheer team is there. And the bond and friendships that they make is unreal. We actually have girls on our team who have cheered for other teams.
So
it really is like kind of cool how it all connects.
Now, what if you had a dance-off?
Would you win?
Would the Cowboys win a dance-off?
What do you think I'm going to say?
Well,
of course you're going to win.
Who's your toughest competition then? Who would be the toughest competition in a cheerleader dance-off?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know. I always tell my dancers that the biggest competition is yourself. So you should never want to dance circles around everyone else. You should want to dance circles around yourself and always try to be better.
Okay,
that's
a good politically correct answer, Mia. I look forward to meeting you and the crew tomorrow at the Rush game. Have you ever seen a pro lacrosse game live?
I have not. I'm really excited and interested, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, it's good. You'll love it. It's fast.
I'm excited. We just met some of the players, and they were showing us their gloves and their gear and stuff. So I'm really interested.
Yeah, well, maybe they can get an outfit, and you can get their jersey at the end of the day.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Nice. All right, Mia. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you. Hopefully I get to see you tomorrow.
You betcha. I'll be there.